Are you tired of working with generic IT providers that rely on you to be the expert? Arc IT goes beyond just fixing your tech headaches. They specialize in proactive IT management, BIM support, and data security for architecture firms. The team at Arc IT gets your tech so you can focus on doing your best work. Whether you're a small firm of 10 or a growing practice with 50 or more employees, unleash the full potential of your creative vision with Arc IT. Visit getarcit.com and schedule your free IT assessment today. This episode of Spaces Podcast is supported by BQE, the makers of BQE Core. BQE Core is the software that makes it easy to manage your projects and people for maximum productivity and ultimate profitability. Learn more at bqe.com.
We know that theoretically, energy efficiency saves a ton of energy and reduces energy waste, but it was kind of a space that was ignored by many. And what attracted me to it is that there was so much low-hanging fruit, and it seemed to be that it should be a no-brainer that people get these technologies installed. And it was kind of a puzzling question that really fascinated me. You know, we know that they're super cost-effective. We know that they improve the quality of people's lives at home and they're good for the environment. And why aren't people adopting them? And when you kind of come across a puzzle like that, it just really intrigued me.
Hello, my name is Demetrius, and you are listening to Spaces Podcast Express. Thank you for coming back, everybody. Today's episode will be of particular interest to you homeowners out there. As our housing stock ages, there are a growing number of homes incapable of maintaining a consistent comfort level with the temperature swings many of us are experiencing these days. And if you can get close to comfortable, it's probably costing you a significant amount of money through your energy bills to do so. So today I'm joined by Lauren Sauls, co-founder and CEO of Sealed. We don't get into it much because it's outside of today's scope, but some noteworthy information about Lauren is that she was an investment analyst at McKinsey & Company before transitioning to the building industry. Now using a passion for financial and technological innovation to improve the lives of American homeowners. Now to explain a little bit about Sealed. Sealed is a company that helps homeowners modernize their homes with the latest HVAC, weatherproofing, and smart home technology to make their homes healthy, comfortable, and clean for the planet. Sealed also has a unique pricing and payment structure that removes the barriers for homeowners to take advantage of Sealed's expertise. In today's conversation, we discuss short and long-term tips on how to improve your home's energy efficiency, HVAC system comparisons, Sealed's unique process for consultation, build-out, and financing, the effects of climate change on their business, and more. Looking forward to this conversation today. We have considerably aging building stock in our country, and a lot of people I know have homes that are either way too cold or way too hot, depending on the time. So a lot of people need work to make their homes much more energy efficient. So today we have a guest who's actually helping in this fight. She's the co-founder and CEO of Sealed. Please help me welcome Lauren Sauls. Lauren, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me today.
I'm really looking forward to digging into this. As I mentioned, we have a very aging building stock. What kind of got you looking in this direction? Was it that you noticed this as well, or was there something else that kind of kicked you off into this direction?
Well, you absolutely hit the nail on the head when talking about our aging housing stock. What really attracted me to the space is the fact that 65% of the nation's housing stock was built before 1990. And when thinking about decarbonizing the U.S. before 2050, it'll be impossible to do that without dealing with the housing stock. What a lot of people don't know is that 20% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions are actually from homes.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. That's a pretty big chunk.
It's a big number. And as you can see, it'll be impossible to deal with greenhouse gas emissions without dealing with that as part of it. It's actually the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that the entire country of Germany has every year.
Oh, my God. Wow. So what do you recommend that people do that are kind of, like I mentioned, in those homes that are either way too hot, way too cold?
So there's a few things that people can do. They kind of fall into three buckets, and these are the top things that we recommend that people do at Sealed. So the first bucket are things like air sealing and insulation. So we might call those weatherization. They deal with air that's leaking out of people's attics, walls, and basements. You think about it, you're paying a ton of money to heat and cool your home, and then the air is just escaping out your attic and your windows. So that's one of the top things we do to address people's discomfort at home, and it also has an environmental impact as well. Yeah. The second category is smart home tech and LED bulbs. So this is like getting a smart thermostat that will help know when you're at home or not, so it can turn up or down the heating and cooling. The other thing that's kind of a no-brainer for everyone is LED bulbs. It's tried and true technology. It's been around for a while. Will also decrease the amount of times, you know, your lights go out and you have to replace your bulbs. And the third thing that people can do, and this really can have a huge impact, is updating their heating and cooling systems. So one technology that we really like is a technology called a heat pump. So instead of using combustion and burning oil and gas to heat and cool your home, you can actually install an all-in-one system that does both the heating and cooling. And what's cool about the technology, it actually just moves around heat from the outside to the inside or to the inside to the outside. And it's really, really efficient.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought this up. So I just recently had a project, which is actually a three-story, it's a new building, but it's a three-story condo. I don't know if you're familiar with this typology, but has a garage on the first floor and maybe a couple rooms, then the living and kitchen on the second, and then more rooms on the third, and then there's a roof deck. But in this typology, it's very squished, and because there's usually a height limitation. So the floor system is very thin, and there's not a whole lot of room to run ducting and stuff like that. So I suggested maybe going to that heat pump, and at least in the U.S. still, maybe Canada a little bit, people aren't really on board with the heat pump system and don't think it works as well as a traditional HVAC system. Can you talk a little bit about that comparison and a little expand a little bit more on why you think it's a better move to go there?
Well, that's a great point. So the U.S. is definitely far behind both Europe and Asia in adopting heat pumps. And part of it is because, you know, a few decades ago, there was a big push for heat pumps in the U.S. and the technology wasn't really ready for prime time in really cold environments. And so some people got them installed, but they weren't super effective. But the good news is that heat pump technology has come a long way in the past 5 to 10 years. And it's the most efficient way to heat and cool your home now. And one of the great things about heat pumps is that in most cases, it actually enables you to have more control in each room in your home. So the type of home you were talking about, heat pumps, really great fit for that situation, especially when you pair it with air sealing and insulation.
Yeah. And then the benefit as well in like the condition that I'm talking about specifically where you don't have much room, it's just a single, I want to say like a 2-inch line or something like that. That runs around, and it's much easier to navigate throughout a home than the giant ducts that you have to end up running. And like you said, it's much more efficient in moving that heat or air.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there's different types of systems you can get. Some use ducts if you already have those in your home. The others, they do have ductless heat pumps as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had that duct version too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Because, you know, some people have already installed all these ducts. So they have existing central air conditioning. So we can make use of those. But if you don't have them, you don't need to install them either.
Yeah. So what inspired you to take this on aside from just the stats that were there?
So I used to work in finance and I was very fascinated by opportunities that were undervalued. And that's exactly how I saw energy efficiency. We know that theoretically, energy efficiency saves a ton of energy and reduces energy waste, but it was kind of a space that was ignored by many. And what attracted me to it is that there was so much low-hanging fruit, and it seemed to be that it should be a no-brainer that people get these technologies installed. And it was kind of a puzzling question that really fascinated me. You know, we know that they're super cost-effective. We know that they improve the quality of people's lives at home, and they're good for the environment. And why aren't people adopting them? And when you kind of come across a puzzle like that, it just really intrigued me. And, you know, over time, we figured out that there's two primary barriers. One is that it's too much of a hassle, and the other is that it's too expensive. And what I mean by too much of a hassle, you know, most people know that they have a problem. They know that they have a drafty home. They know that one kid is too hot at night, the other kid is too cold, but they don't know exactly what they need to do to solve their problem. And even if they did, then they have to figure out what contractor or combination of contractors to use. And most people don't even get to the point where they get a quote and realize how expensive it is.
Yeah.
Let's take a break to share a little bit more about our sponsors. Systems and standard operating procedures. You already know that's how to build a profitable business and find the freedom you want, but you struggle with choosing which systems you need most and how to implement those systems quickly so that you can get back to doing what you love most. This series will help. The Designing Your Business Masterclass series, created by acclaimed architect and business consultant Douglas Teeger, FAIA, aims to help fellow architects and engineers run their firms more profitably while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Douglas grew his practice from a solo practitioner to a 30-plus person firm, then later sold his firm to do what he does today, help architects be more successful through Teeger Consulting. On the third Wednesday of every month, Douglas dives deep into an essential topic that will strengthen the profitability of your firm and make it sustainable for growth for years to come. Register now for the next Designing Your Business Masterclass with Douglas Teeger at bqe.com/masterclass and start implementing powerful systems for the profitability you need and the freedom you want. Every live masterclass session includes AIA continuing education credit, and when you visit bqe.com/masterclass, you'll have access to the full library of past sessions on demand. The Designing Your Business Masterclass is free, and it's brought to you by our friends at BQE, the makers of BQE Core. Register now for the next Designing Your Business Masterclass at bqe.com/masterclass. That's bqe.com/masterclass.
Hey, Demetrius here. As you may know, Spaces is part of Gable Media, the next evolution of interactive media and resources for the AEC community and beyond. Gable empowers AE professionals just like you to better serve the world. Now, through the strategic development of a brand new membership platform, we are eliminating the traditional industry boundaries and information bottlenecks that we all experience. But we need your help. Please go to gablemedia.com/members and pick your top three initiatives that you believe will have the greatest impact on your growth, including a continuing education program, VIP access to expert forums and private Q&As, community boards, special freebies, and more. Go to gablemedia.com/members and let us know what you'd like to see.
Hey, architecture firm owners and emerging leaders. Get ready for unparalleled insight into the development of a world-class architecture firm and a worldwide organization driving the digital transformation of the design and construction industry with BuildSmart, the podcast that's changing how our profession operates. We share the incredible stories behind innovation in the building industry with my friend and co-host, Patrick McLamey, FAIA, former CEO of the international architecture firm, HOK.
You know, Yamasaki's office or firm lasted during his lifetime. And when he passed away, I think that was the end of the Yamasaki office. Helmuth did not want that. He wanted a firm that would live out and grow beyond the founders.
In season one, discover the untold stories behind HOK's meteoric rise. From 150 employees in St. Louis to a powerhouse with over 1,900 staff members and 27 offices worldwide.
You know, they weren't as polite as the Kojima people. That was just boom. And anytime you have a creditor, whether it's Kojima or the bank, that wants their money, unless you can raise money someplace else, you are out of business.
Bankrupt.
Bankrupt.
And hold on tight for season two, where Patrick takes us on a new adventure as chairman of Building Smart International, shaping the future of digital transformation in the design, construction, and operation of built assets.
Ian Howell, Ken Harold, and I, Ken was my technical representative from HOK, the three of us took a tour of Europe of 5 cities in 5 days. Very busy time.
Simply follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Build Smart now and uncover lessons that will transform you and your architecture firm.
And now let's get back to the conversation. So at Sealed, how are you guys exactly approaching that, and what hole are you filling?
So we make it easy and we make it affordable. So by make it easy, we figure out the best set of improvements for each home, and then we find the best set of contractors to do the work. But the reason why people trust us to make these improvements is because of the way that we're financing them. So we're covering the upfront cost, and we only get paid back if people actually reduce their energy use. And so it really aligns our interest with that of homeowners, because if we're not recommending the right set of improvements or recommending good contractors, we don't end up making any money.
Oh, wow. That is very unique. So there's an established fee or cost that they're presented with. You guys just delay that payment until they're happy.
So the way it works is we actually pay the contractors directly. And then every month, we're measuring what the energy reductions are, and that's how much we bill the customer.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's a
really performance-based financing.
Yeah. I'm just mulling this over because that's like a complete shock to the system to hear that approach.
No, to have a company that's truly accountable for what it's recommending. So the reason we're doing it is because there's been very low adoption of these types of technologies. And we think a big reason is because people, it's very hard for them to figure out and then measure how much the energy reductions are going to be. And they have to take this big upfront risk to see if the reductions are actually going to pan out or not. But Sealed has the advantage of having a large data set of similar types of homes who have done this type of work before. So we feel extremely confident that the energy reductions are going to happen. And this way, Sealed takes the risk, not the homeowner.
Is there ever a situation where you guys do examine a home and you're like, there's no way we're going to be able to offset the cost and have to pass? Or is it that every home you'll be able to make a change?
So we can't work with every home. So we do look at every home very carefully. But the benefit of working with us is that if we say it's not something that we think is going to be cost effective, it might not be a good fit for the homeowner either.
Yeah.
So if we can make a difference, it's probably a good sign that your home's a really good candidate for this type of things.
Now, with the sort of shift in climate change and things, are you guys seeing a crazier data set that is making it a little more difficult or opening up more homes that are candidates for you guys?
It definitely makes more homes candidates for us. So originally when we founded the company, we thought that our target homes would mostly be in the Northeast, right, where there's hot summers and cold winters. But now with the climate becoming more extreme, areas that we thought we might not work in for a long time, you know, specifically California or the Pacific Northwest, Texas, right? Those all become places that need our help as well.
Yeah. Yeah. In Texas, they're having the extreme heat and cold that's going to the extent of like rupturing pipes and things like that in the cold or in the freezing temperatures. Have you guys started to work in Texas, and what are some of those? And maybe if it's not in Texas only, but can you talk about a few examples of projects that you've taken on?
We're not in Texas yet. But we work with many homeowners across the Northeast. So in New Jersey, Connecticut, Philly metro area, and in New Jersey. And so there's a homeowner we recently worked with in the Hudson Valley who had bought an older home And these older homes, they're so charming, they're beautiful, they have a lot of character. But she went through the first winter and realized that she couldn't use her living room for the entire season.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which is really wild. And so what we did is we evaluated her home and we realized that she needed insulation and air sealing in her attic, and was also a good candidate for a new heating and cooling system. Especially these older homes, sometimes they have really outdated HVAC systems. And then now that we've done that, you know, they've experienced their first winter after sealed and they can use their whole home.
So in that situation, because there wasn't insulation in the attic over that space, it was gaining so much or losing so much heat that that particular space was unlivable because it was extreme cold.
Exactly. So heat was rising to the top of the house and it was flowing right out through the attic. And that story is very, very common. There's something called the top effect where heat rises to the top. And then if it's not all sealed up, we'll just escape through the attic.
Yeah. So is that kind of one of the first things that you guys look for is the attic?
The attic. Almost everybody needs air sealing and insulation in their attic. Especially, you know, people really like these built-in lights or what they're called high hats. Because they look nice, right? You don't have to have lamps. But high hats are actually one of the top places that air leaks through the attic. And so what we do is we go into the attic and then we put air sealing around the top of that high hat light in the attic and then we insulate over it. So that's a very common improvement that we do.
So homeowners that are listening right now, let's say they were not going to go through sealed or in a position to do a dramatic renovation. What are a few things that you think they could do today to help improve the efficiency of their home?
Absolutely. So the things you can do without hiring a contractor or going through sealed is you can do things like LED lights and smart thermostats. That's some low-hanging fruit that someone can do it themselves. Relatively low cost, you can go to a local hardware store and buy those materials and install them yourself. So that's the top thing I would recommend for people who weren't ready for a full home retrofit.
And if they do want to go with sealed, how do they handle that? And can you talk a little bit about what that process is like?
Mm-hmm. So homeowners would go to our website, sealed.com, and they start by putting in their information about their home. How old is it? What are the key problem areas? And then we figure out what the best set of improvements are for their home. And they speak to one of our home energy consultants who will come up with a custom solution for them. The homeowner is providing things like their energy usage and photos of various parts of their home to get that scope. And then we pair them with a local installer who specializes in that type of work. Now, sometimes people need more than one installer, especially if they're doing both weatherization and a heat pump. So Sealed coordinates all of that work. And then the installer will come and visit the house prior to the installation to make sure everything can be installed the way that we scoped out.
Do you guys train your local installers in like the sealed way, or is it certain markers that you guys look for out of different contractors?
So there are some really amazing contractors out there. So we look for the best in class installers who really know what they're doing. And then we vet them to make sure that we're happy with the quality of the work. And one thing we do is we're looking at photos of every single part of the installation to make sure that things have been installed according to our standards. And that's one of the benefits of working with Sealed.
Got it. Very cool. So for those that want to follow along, is sealed.com the best way to do so or anything else?
It is. And we have a whole resource library. People are just interested in learning more about the types of things that they can do to their home to make it more efficient. They can learn more about heat pump. They can learn more about insulation, air sealing, smart thermostats, lighting. They can learn more about all the measures that I described during this podcast.
Great. And before we get out of here for today, anything that you wish I would have asked you?
Biggest takeaway I would want your listeners to have is that these improvements, the reason to do them, while yes, it's good for the environment, the biggest reason to do them is because it's going to make your home feel much more comfortable than it is today.
Great. Thank you so much, Lauren. Really enjoyed this. Super informative. I learned a lot in these few short minutes. For the listeners, make sure to follow along, sealed.com. That's SEALED.com. And thank you to the listeners for listening. We'll talk again on the next one. Thanks. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to check out our sponsors. By checking them out and supporting them, you help us keep this show going. Thank you to BQE, the makers of BQE Core, for their support of this podcast episode. Visit bqe.com/masterclass to register for the next Designing Your Business Masterclass. Thanks again for listening. Spaces is part of the Gable Media Network. You can check out similar content at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. If you enjoy our show, you can support us in three simple ways for free. You can leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or on your podcast app if it allows you to. Tell a friend and follow us on social media. Thanks for spending time with us. Talk soon.
I've mentioned it to my family, but in terms of telling people like, oh yeah, we're doing this, I'm looking for projects, you got anything? I'm not there yet because it scares the shit out of me.
Dreaming of launching your own architecture firm? Well, buckle up for a wild ride with Emerging, the podcast that shares what it's really like to start an architecture firm.
Where do we begin? We don't even know what type of business to formalize as. Is it an LLC? Is it an LLP? Like, how are taxes? I mean, the list is astronomical.
Season 1 featured founders Jeffrey, Lexi, and Chris, owners of Level Studio Architecture, are your fearless guides on this unfiltered journey from napkin sketches to a thriving studio.
One evening, stumbled into one last dive, we sat at the bar and pondered our postgraduate futures. Amidst the conversation, a napkin became the canvas for our aspirations, sketching plans and milestones, sealing our heartfelt commitment and shared dreams.
In drawing down dreams on a napkin collectively, that then, you know, in your head, you've rooted like, oh, I'm connected to these people, like long term.
The process of starting an architecture practice brims with excitement and challenges, demanding meticulous planning, flawless execution, and unyielding resilience.
I kind of hate the term because it's so overly used, but I think everybody knows imposter syndrome. And I think it's so real to this day. I don't know if it's with everybody, but with me, I'm always questioning like, us, can we do this? Are we ready to do this? Are we prepared? Can we do it?
Did we just decide a name?
We did it, guys.
Oh my
God. One that came out of nowhere.
Woo! It came out of nowhere. I liked it. I saw it.
Ready to turn your aspirations into reality? Follow the link in the show notes to subscribe to Emerging and chart your own path to architectural success.